Hey guys, so I just spent all day out and about and hiking. In fact, you might be able to hear the crickets and the birds. I have my window down. I'm at Carrizo Plain National Monument right now, and it's past sundowns. So there's nobody around. Like, this is out in the real boonies of California, if you can imagine. It's about 60 miles inland from San Luis Obispo. But anyway, whenever I hike, I have this really hot fantasy, and I wanted to share that with you today. So, just so I don't get caught, because I'm paranoid, I'm gonna roll out my window. Oh, God won't let me. Shit. Okay. There we go. So, I've always had this fantasy that I go on a hike somewhere. I love to hike anywhere, and I really enjoy hiking on places that aren't exactly trails, more like fire roads, and it just driving around and finding places to go. Really, the more secluded the better, because I really like the feeling of just being completely alone in nature. That's something that really drives me. And I've always thought it would be really hot to have sex in the middle of like a field or a plain or in a valley, you know, somewhere just completely secluded and away from people, from civilization, from campgrounds, you know, somewhere where nobody would be able to stumble upon it, because I don't want to get caught. I really don't. But somewhere that, you know, I can be as loud as I want, because I like to be loud. I really do. And I feel like I always have to get myself to be more quiet when I'm alone. But, you know, if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I can be as loud as I want. Oh, shit. It's too hot in my car. I need to roll my window down again. I am sorry. This is less polished than I want it to be. Okay, here we go. Oh, my radio's on. Okay, so there we go. That's better. But yeah, just the thought of that is really hot to me, you know, being out in the middle of nowhere and just getting it on, just feeling the sun on my skin while it's completely bare. I have to put on sunscreen first so I don't get burned. Maybe you can help me put it on. But yeah, I really love the thought of just being out in nature, maybe somewhere that's kind of dry, and I always imagine it's kind of in the chaparral, you know, so there's the sagebrush around, and the buckwheat, the manzanita, sometimes we get these, like, yellow poppies or wildflowers, and so the only beings that could stumble across us are quail and blue jays and crows and coyotes. You know, just completely alone with you. And, you know, I turn to you and you're not exactly expecting this, but I kind of just strip down, you know, take off my tank top, my runner's bra, my leggings, my panties. Maybe I'll leave my shoes on. I don't necessarily want my feet on the sand. And, you know, just ask you to put sunscreen on me, and you start caressing me. First you put it on my shoulders, and then on my neck. And then your hands travel down to my sides. You rub it in to my waist, my hips, my thighs, my butt. And then one hand kind of travels up and starts rubbing it into my chest. And you know how sensitive I am when you rub me there, so you start squeezing and just playing with my nipples a bit. And you hear me just kind of, oh, just kind of melt into your hands, sighing, and you know what you're doing. You're getting me ready for you. And I want to return the favor. So I put my hands underneath your shirt and I feel those muscles in your core just flex and tense underneath my hands. And I love when they do that. I really do. That lets me know that you're really excited. And then I bring my hands up to your pecs and maybe start kissing them, licking them, kissing down a trail. And then I get to whatever you're wearing, maybe just some leggings or basketball shorts or something, and pull them down. Because I want you to. I really do. And I see that you get a little bit excited from that. And that's good. That's exactly what I want. Oh, that's really good. Oh, I'm being too quiet because my window's open. And I know there's nobody around, but I'm just going to roll it up and leave my air conditioner on. There we go. Okay. Hopefully it isn't too loud for you to hear me, but I just feel a lot more comfortable being loud now that the